From the Financial Times in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, I'm Kieran Stacey.
This is Leda Camp, a settlement of over 15,000 refugees, all Rohingya Muslims, who have fled into Bangladesh from the border with Burma just 3 kilometres away.
Rohingyas have been leaving Burma for decades, but in the last few months, the numbers here at Leda and across Bangladesh have suddenly swelled after what people here say has been a campaign of brutal violence by the Burmese military. NGOs say it is a humanitarian crisis. The Burmese government insists it is exaggerated. People here who fled in the last few weeks call it mass murder.
The military set our houses on fire. Most people could not escape. They locked doors from outside, keeping many men inside, and set the houses on fire. Many of my relatives, including my cousins and uncles, were burned to death. They divided the men and women. I was taken to a forest near a paddy field. Other women were also taken. They blinded the men so that they did not see anything. I was raped. They tied my hands and legs before raping me.
Stories like that are not unusual in the refugee camps of Cox's Bazar, an area of Bangladesh to which an estimated 21,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled in the past 2 months because of claims of persecution in Myanmar. Here in Leda camp, the new arrivals cram into small houses made of bamboo and corrugated iron and rely on international NGOs for their food and clean water. This latest round of violence began after 9 Myanmar police officers were killed in an attack on the 9th of October, an attack the Myanmar authorities blame on Rohingya insurgents. The search for the attackers and their ammunition started almost immediately, accompanied, so refugees here say, by brutal violence.
There's a story that there were a number of attacks on the police. The next day, the military started attacking. Over 400 military came to our village. They set fire to the houses and they took everyone. We tried to hide in the forest, but my husband was shot. This was on October 12.
These accounts cannot be independently verified, and the Myanmar government insists that any violence has come from the Rohingya themselves. But human rights activists in Asia say there is independent evidence of an organized crackdown by the military.
Human Rights Watch has found significant human rights abuses being perpetrated by the Burma military in these sweeps against these Rohingya areas. The Rohingya who have fled into Bangladesh are presenting to us credible accounts of extrajudicial killings, sexual attacks, clearances, and arson. And frankly, this is not surprising because these abuses are in line with what we know about how the Burma army operates when it is doing these kinds of sweeps. These security sweeps are primarily targeting civilians and villages. There's no way for the army to dispute that. These military operations have been really indiscriminate and over the top, far out of proportion to the mission of catching a ragtag bunch of insurgents who the military says they are pursuing.
Phil Robertson, Deputy Asia Director, Human Rights Watch.
For many international observers, this is especially troubling. They'd believe that the ascent of Aung San Suu Kyi, the pro-democracy campaigner to become the de facto leader of Myanmar, would put an end to the persecution of the country's Muslims. But Ms. Suu Kyi has avoided talking much about the issue at all, and the Myanmar government insists the reports coming from Rakhine are not true. Bangladeshi officials, for their part, say that they are not letting anyone over the border, but admit that many are making it anyway. They now have to work out how to feed, clothe and house the thousands of refugees who have come across, while also putting pressure on the Myanmar government to allow them to return. And that, according to everyone we talk to here in Leda camp, is what they want most of all. Kieran Stacey, Financial Times, Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.